You are listening to the 1440 podcast. 1440 is the youth ministry of Eagle Mountain Church in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information and for more resources, visit 1440.com.
Tonight, I was going to preach about drama. About folks being caught up in drama. And how being caught up in drama will absolutely stop a move of God. Not because drama has power over God, but because drama, if you give it power over you, is not conducive to the glory of God. Not everything was built to be numbered among those who were active in the glory of God. So you were built for the glory of God, but that means that you were built to exclude things that preclude the glory of God. You were created for the glory, which means that everything that is anti-glory is a cancer to you. And if you allow that cancer to come inside of you and to permeate your fellowship, it will destroy your ability to receive from the glory of God. You will disqualify yourself. And so if you want complete scripture about this, go read Romans chapter 1 and then all the whole book of 1 Peter. Don't worry, it ain't that long. Don't worry, it ain't that long. But strife amongst the church will destroy the church, which is God's chosen receptacle to dispatch his spirit into the earth. I know more churches right now. I've been in this business a while, and I know more churches right now that were not accepted, that were not successful, not because there wasn't a move of God, not because the preacher wasn't called, and not because the people weren't appointed to be there. It was unacceptable because people allowed themselves to step into a place of backbiting, strife, and self-focus. So somewhere along the line, they became so focused on them that they couldn't see God. And when you stop looking at God, you start going the wrong way. If the children of Israel had taken their eye off the cloud by day and the fire by night, they'd have gone the wrong way. So you stop looking at the cloud, you stop looking at the fire, and you start looking at your feelings, your emotions, the contention between you and whoever it is that is around you, you'll stop going the way of God. And it breeds bitterness. It breeds bitterness. You know the number one reason why people go to a church? They have friends that go to that church. You know the number one people leave a church? Because their friends left the church. No, it's not. It's not happening here. It's not happening here. There's nothing wrong with going to a church because you have friends that go to that church, but that should not be your driver. You do not leave. I'm going to teach you this if I can't teach you nothing else tonight because I'm ready to lay hands on folks. Learn this. You don't go to a church unless you're called there. You don't leave a church unless you're called away. If you do it any other way, you are in rebellion. Bottom line. Bottom line. And that's not coming from preacher ease. That's coming from somebody who had to sit in a church for a while because and didn't want to be there, but I stayed my tail there because I was not moving unless God called me away. And I crucified that devil. We fought. And it was only a fight until I stepped into grace. Once I realized that there was a grace for me to be where God had called me to be, then I stepped into that place of grace, and it was no longer a pull or a push. It was I'm going to do this because God has placed me here, and I'm going to use the equipment that he's given me to be here. So don't you dare choose your place of worship based on physical feeling. Don't do it. Don't you dare choose your place of worship based on emotion. Don't do it. Don't let flesh drive. Don't let emotion, don't let soul drive. Don't let mind, will, and emotion drive. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. The other thing I was going to tell you is that Paul numbers backbiting, strife, and contentions right up there with adultery and murder and deceit and lying, all of it. And it says that God's wrath burns against that unrighteousness. It does not say that God's wrath burns against the person. His wrath burns against the unrighteousness. So if his wrath burns against the unrighteousness, the answer must be to realize your righteousness. If you step into the righteousness, God's wrath doesn't burn. And then you realize that your righteousness doesn't come from you in the first place. It's a gift of God. And it becomes amazingly easy to take yourself out of strife. Some people are like, that's so hard. How do you take yourself out of strife when all of your friends are in strife? It becomes amazingly easy to take yourself out of it when you realize that your righteousness is more important than what you feel. I'm going to follow my righteousness. Wherever grace is going, wherever righteousness is going, that's where I want to go. And I don't care how much flesh is telling me to stop over here for a minute. But I'm going to follow righteousness. I also want you to know this. The book of Romans says that if you judge someone else for those things, and you don't indict yourself, it means you don't look at yourself, you don't judge yourself about those things, then you are just as guilty. But God's kindness leads to repentance. So right now, if you're hearing this and you think, well, Pastor John just laid hands on folks and now he's getting on my case, that's not true. That's not true. See, that's the difference between condemnation and conviction. In every moment of conviction, there's an opportunity to respond to God's kindness. You choose not to respond, which means you choose not to step into the kindness, but there is an opportunity to respond to the kindness of God, because his kindness leads to repentance. Condemnation leads to guilt, but kindness leads to repentance, which will change your thought, change your mind, change your thought life. And when you are renewed in the place of your mind, you don't step back into the old place, because then you know how to discern what the old place is versus the new place. Did I go too fast? So whose youth group is this? This is your 1440. So who should take authority over strife? That was real weak. I knew that when I started talking about this, we weren't going to get very many friends. This is not going to get very many retweets and likes on Facebook.
Ask him again.
You think so?
Ask him again. Give him another chance.
You say so. Whose youth group is this? So who should take authority over strife? That's right. You should be the prophet of your own life. There's a young woman in Canada. If you were in pre-service prayer, you heard about this. There's a young woman in Canada who has an open door and an opportunity to minister. She's a word of faith, believing individual, full of the Holy Ghost, has an opportunity to minister to people who are of an Islamic faith. And she requests your prayers. A house divided against itself cannot stand. We do not have time. We do not have. Can you put my picture back up there? Is that possible? Can you put the picture up there? It's Alicia. Alicia has volunteered to go and minister to people who are Muslim. Let me just help you, in case you hadn't watched the news. Muslims be trying to kill Christians. I'm going to say that real simple. Be trying to kill. And this young woman has said, I'll go talk to him about my faith. Hello, victory over death. She said, send me. I'll go. I'll go. And she requests your prayers, because the glory of God is here among you. Because God has appointed you for such a season as this to possess the power to command angels to surround this young woman and protect her as she goes. A house divided against itself cannot stand. Here's the question. Will you be found worthy of your calling? Will you be found as the people who can be trusted with something so extreme? Or will you be found backbiting? You choose it, young person. You choose it. So right now, I want you to repeat after me. Say this. Say, strife.
Strife.
I bind you.
In the name of Jesus.
Whatever is bound on earth
is bound in heaven.
So not only do I bind you,
but the heavenly hosts,
those who have been given to me
to minister for me,
to minister to me,
to work on my behalf,
they bind you.
And you cannot
have my youth group.
You cannot have 1440.
Now it can be over. It can be over if you let it be over. It can be yesterday if you let it be yesterday. When I first got here, something that broke my heart, when I first got here, I talked to a young woman. She said, I couldn't come to 1440 anymore. I said, why? She said, people made fun of me. That was 13 months ago. That's not who you are. That's not who you are. It's not. I'd send any person to this group of people. You love people, and you love people with reckless abandon and absolutely fervently with everything inside your being. The Bible says they will be known by their love one for another. That's how you are known as a disciple, by your love one for another. So love, you receive love. So right now, and you don't got to explain it, you don't got to tell anybody about it, but if you're in here and you've been caught up in any kind of strife, whether it's at home, if it's here, if it's in big church, if it's with your grandmama, if it's with somebody that's died, I don't care what it is, but if that spirit of strife is still active inside of you, I want you up here right now. For this purpose and this purpose only. Two reasons. One is a point of contact. So when you're praying, we prayed for her during pre-service prayer, and we're still praying for her. I want you to continue to pray for her. I want you to see this picture. But number two, I want you to realize this. People like her are depending on you. People like her are depending on you. Life and death hang in the balance. So this is not about who said who about what somebody, who somebody wants to take to the homeschool prom. What this girl says to someone sitting in a classroom or someone walking down a hallway could be the difference between whether or not they walk into a building with a Bible or whether or not they walk into a building with a bomb.
That's right. That's right.
I will be the first one to tell you that whatever it is you're involved in, it does not matter. I promise you this, and you can come back and talk to me later in about 5-10 years, but I can promise you this, in 5 to 10 years, you won't even remember it. You'll be too busy trying to feed your children. And I don't mean scrumping for food. I mean trying to literally get food in their mouth. You'll be knee deep in a diaper. Or you'll be trying to debate on whether or not you're going to buy the ring to propose to her. Looks nice, and she smiled at me. I don't know what you want me to do. You will be too busy doing other things. You'll be too busy living every minute of every day all for God's glory. You will be too busy wrapped up in that to be wrapped up in this. But right now, before you, an open door has been presented to you, and you cannot walk through it if you don't get division out of your life. In any area, in every area. It affects everything that you do and every place you go. And if you're serious about your calling, you'll get serious about getting this out of your life. Amen? It don't matter. It does not 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 matter. Say this. Say it.
It
does
not
matter. You matter. She matters. But it don't matter. Amen? Praise God. So right now, strife, you are bound in the name of Jesus. I don't have to waste my time talking to you because this group of people have already bound you. What's bound on earth? It's bound in heaven. So right now we loose freedom because the rest of the verse says whatever you loose on earth is also loosed in heaven. We loose freedom. We loose love. We loose compassion. And by releasing compassion, we release healing. By releasing compassion, we release a redemptive power into the earth. Forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. Complete forgiveness. Complete forgiveness. Complete forgiveness. 100% forgiveness. I don't even remember it. Right now, in the name of Jesus, freedom reigns in this place. Right now, in the name of Jesus, freedom reigns. Freedom reigns. Freedom reigns. Freedom reigns in the name of Jesus. Freedom reigns. Freedom reigns. Freedom. Freedom reigns. Freedom. Complete freedom. Freedom reigns. Freedom reigns. Freedom reigns. Freedom. Freedom reigns. And we say, God, that we can be trusted. We can be trusted. Send your assignments. We can be trusted. Send your assignments. We can be trusted. We can be trusted. Now extend your hand to this screen right now. Father, we declare over Ashley, Alicia, we declare over Alicia right now, first and foremost, God, that there's an open door of utterance for her. She is walking into an open door of utterance. Everything that would stop this assignment, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Everything that would come against this assignment, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We say you take your hands off the administrative process. You take your hands off the legality. You take your hands off of the red tape. Right now, you take your hands off of everything that could bind or destroy or thwart the plan of God. You take it off right now. Remove yourself. The word of God says, remove yourself. Mountain, move now in the name of Jesus. Mountain, move now in the name of Jesus. And right now, we declare a Joshua blessing on Elisha. Right now, that every place you go, every place you put your foot, that ground, that land, that territory, that atmosphere belongs to you. It belongs to your God. It belongs to your King. And every knee shall bow at the name of Jesus. Every tongue shall confess the name of Jesus. We declare that every soul you speak to, every spirit that you speak to, every flesh that you speak to, that those people will be numbered amongst those who have confessed Jesus Christ as their Savior. Salvation power goes with you right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that the kingdom of darkness is being shattered by the kingdom of light. We stand on the word that when the light shines in the darkness, darkness does not comprehend it, and it must flee. And right now, we as a ministry surround Alicia. We surround you. Ministering spirits, we dispatch you right now to watch over her, protect her. We say, yes, no weapon. And we say that there will be a harvest.
Yes, there will.
We will not accept anything but a hundredfold harvest. Not one soul left behind. Not one soul left behind. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If you agree with that, say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You are dismissed.
Thank you for listening to the 1440 podcast. If the Lord has ministered to you in a big way through this time, we want to hear about it. You can email us at testify@1440online.com.